With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Latest development in the Middle East regarding the war with Iran as the U.S. intends to establish a blockade so that they can go ahead and get the oil on their way through the Strait of Hormuz. We get more details on the latest developments in the Strait from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. military has announced it will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports and coastal areas as President Donald Trump seeks to pressure Iran in a move that risks driving oil prices even higher and renewing the war. The announcement has set the stage for a showdown, as Iran immediately responded with threats on all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The announcement of the blockade has halted the limited ship traffic that resumed in the Strait since the ceasefire, said an early report from Lloyd's List Intelligence. Marine trackers say over 40 commercial ships have crossed since the start of the ceasefire. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Nicole Winfield reports that Pope Leo has pushed back against President Trump's comments.
Pope Leo is setting off on an 11-day trip to Africa. He's doing so against the backdrop of an extraordinary broadside issued by President Donald Trump overnight, in which he said that Leo wasn't doing a very good job and should stop catering to the radical left. This was in reference to Leo's prayer service on Saturday night, in which he blasted what he called the delusions of omnipotence fueling wars today. It was an apparent reference to the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran. It's not clear if Leo will respond in kind when he comes back to meet the journalists.
And that is Nicole Winfield reporting. And once again, the stocks being heavily impacted today by what's going on in the Middle East, but it's a mixed bag once again. The Dow is struggling. It's down 281 points, but the NASDAQ up by about 30. This is SRN News. Taking a closer look at Christian believers and their giving in this country, Michael Harrington has a report.
It comes from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, and it finds that the biblical 10% guide is not being observed by many Christians. Gray Matter spokesman Ron Sellers tells Baptist Press, quote, "Today's evangelicals rarely come anywhere near that goal. Almost nobody is tithing. The average evangelical Protestant gives less than 2% of his income to his church. Overall giving levels have stabilized after several years of decline." Michael Harrington reported.
A transgender darts player says he's, quote, "not done fighting" after the sport's governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noah Lynn Van Leuven of the Netherlands is responding to the Darts Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying that it had commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Oil prices are climbing again as the U.S. military blockades Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz. The move comes after U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks in Pakistan over the weekend ended without any deal. Early today, U.S. crude jumped 7.4% to $103.69 per barrel. Brent crude rose 7.4% to $102.24. Global markets mostly faded, with major indices in Europe and Asia declining. Analysts expect global trading to remain volatile for the foreseeable future. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is in China again this week, where he'll be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It marks his fourth visit in just over 3 years. Sanchez looking to strengthen Spain's economic ties with communist China. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.